This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you go down a checklist of changes the Affordable Care Act brought to American healthcare, one of the things that's not really there is much about how doctors and hospitals get paid. There is a move afoot in Congress to fix that, legislation that would give them incentives to move away from what's called fee-for-service payments. But after running their practices and hospitals the same way for decades, how easy is it going to be to change the way they run their businesses? From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When Dr. Kavita Patel walks into an exam room at the Johns Hopkins Clinic in Washington, D.C.
¿Cómo se siente?
Un poquito mal, me duele mucho. Esta parte de
sus pies?
Me duele mucho, sí.
¿Cuándo empezó?
She's got about 15 minutes with each patient.
I need to check to make sure you don't have a clot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about, you know.
The new ways that doctors are getting paid doesn't show up in these 15 minutes. It shows up after Patel walks out of the room.
So here's what I want to do. I'm going to have her call you in a week.
Across the hall, Patel instructs her assistant to follow up with the patient in a few days. And then there's another step. Patel herself will connect with the woman's other doctors. This is coordinated care. And it's more work. Work Patel doesn't do with her fee-for-service patients.
It's much easier for me to say, sorry, I can't help you. You need to make an appointment. It's much harder to do the opposite. It really is.
Many health policy people believe coordinated care is key to controlling costs. But here's the problem. Right now, almost all doctors and hospitals have an incentive to charge for everything from a surgery to the aspirin you're given after a surgery. Instead, the feds and private insurers want health providers to work within a budget, go over, eat some of the costs, come in under, keep some of the savings. Sounds good, maybe even better. But Dr. James Weinstein, CEO of Dartmouth Hitchcock Health Systems, says here's what people need to know.
Going away from fee-for-service fundamentally means less money.
That helps explain why doctors and hospitals talk about moving away from fee-for-service but aren't actually doing much moving. At Dartmouth, Weinstein is, as he looks to prepare for the not-too-distant future and trim expenses by some $400 million over the next several years, nearly a third of his budget. Less money, says Weinstein, means major changes to the business and to the people who make that business go.
Families rely on that health care facility for their jobs, for their pensions. The unintended consequences of this change has a human face that people don't see.
But even with less money, shifting payments away from fee-for-service contracts requires upfront spending to hire nurses, health coaches, and social workers to keep patients healthy. And then you have the tricky issue of what are called quality measures. To qualify for bonuses, health providers have to meet certain benchmarks, like lower readmission rates and patient satisfaction scores.
I don't think we've invested in developing meaningful measures.
Harvard Public Health Professor Ashish Jha says, right now, we're spending too much time on quality measures just because they can be measured, not because they're necessarily the right metrics.
If you have a patient who comes in with pneumonia, yes, you want to make sure that patient doesn't die, but one of the most important things is you want to make sure that patient can go back to work, that they can play with their families and lead a meaningful life. Well, how do you measure all that? You know, that takes work.
Jha and most other health policy people know moving away from fee-for-service, no matter how much it makes sense, isn't going to happen fast. But it will happen. In Washington, Dr. Patel says, as more healthcare providers experiment with new payment models, people start to see what becomes a nagging question.
If this is really the best thing to do, and we're only doing it for pieces of the population, what does that say about kind of the care we're providing to everyone else?
Patel says it probably means everybody ought to get that care. But in the next breath, she says, it's just really hard to do. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.